So why would God ask his people to give offerings to him when everything belongs to him? If you look in Psalm 24 verse 1 to 2, now read it, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon seas and established it upon the floods. And somewhere in the psalm he said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't ask you for food. You might wonder why the whole earth is the Lord's and why he would ask us to give an offering. The thing is, God loves the whole world and has given so much to us. We see it in creation. We see it in every way. His way is the give way of life, and he wants us to learn that way. So he told Israel under the old covenant not to come to the feasts of the eternal empty-handed. You'll see that in Deuteronomy 16 verse 16. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. That's three seasons of the year. Traditionally we have seven offerings on the first and last day of unleavened bread, on Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and on the last great day. And in the new covenant God asks us to give our all, not just our money, but everything. Romans 12, verse 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. We are here to learn to have the mind of God in our lives. An example of that was during Jesus' ministry. He was sitting in the temple and he noticed a widow came in and put two mites, which is two tiny coins, into the offering box. Notice what he said about her in Luke 21 verse 1 to 4. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say to you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. In fact, the widows were the responsibility of their families to look after them, so it wasn't that she was going to go hungry for food. And in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6 to 8, God instructs us how we are to give an offering, to sow bountifully, and to pray about our giving and our offerings, to give it cheerfully. If you give so much that your family has no groceries for a month, can you be cheerful? No, we are told to look after our families, that's our responsibility, but we are to give to God. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he is purposed in his heart. You have to make up your mind ahead of time. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Notice the balance of giving bountifully and wisely. Giving an offering certainly takes faith in God. And knowing that God is a family man, that's an old expression before political correctness was in style, that meant a person looks after his or her own family. So we're meant to pray about our offerings, take care of our families, and give cheerful for a joyful heart. And what's going to happen to our offerings? They're going to be given so that the message can be spread of God's plan and God's purpose to the whole world eventually. Please join me in prayer. Pray for the offerings. Pray for God's blessing. Eternal Father, we come before you as your servants, learning to do your will, as we've learnt over these past 7 days about coming out of sin and learning to do what is pleasing and right in your sight. We come before you to give you our offerings. As we have been blessed by you, we're returning that blessing to you so you can pass that blessing on to other people. We thank you for your great plan and your great purpose. We pray that this money will be used in your work with wisdom and your spiritual guidance. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.